This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. I've often been challenged by what Paul shares about an experience he had in Jerusalem. Using the six interrogatives, let's study Galatians 2, 1 through 10. In answer to the question, who, you have Paul, Barnabas, Titus, Peter, James, and John. Where? In Jerusalem. When? 14 years after Paul first left Jerusalem as a Christian. Why did this meeting take place? God told Paul to go and share with the leaders in Jerusalem the gospel he was preaching. He wanted these leaders to give their blessing upon what he was doing. What was behind this meeting? There had been some questions raised by false brothers about the freedom Paul and Barnabas had and were teaching others. How did this all take place? Paul, Barnabas, and Titus met with Peter, James, and John privately to discuss these issues. The discussion resulted in the leaders in Jerusalem giving them the right hand of fellowship and affirming the grace given to them to reach Gentiles, even as Peter was called to reach the Jews. The only requirement put on this new outreach was that they remember the poor, which they already were eager to do. Having answered these questions, is there anything we can apply to our own lives? One thing for me is to recognize, even though I might feel God leading me to do something for Him, it is always good to bring your plans to some mature believers to get their affirmation and blessing. This will check any false impressions and build confidence if affirmed. This is what Proverbs 15:22 means when it says, "Plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed." Now, if you'd like to review these scripts, you can do so by going to my website, gettingthemessage.org.